USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden reiterated on Wednesday that the United States and its NATO allies are fully committed to providing Ukraine additional security assistance to fend off Russia's invasion.
He speaks for a people who have shown remarkable courage and strength in the face of brutal aggression. Courage and strength that's inspired not only the Ukrainians, but the entire world.
The president announced an additional $800 million in security assistances to Ukraine after President Zelensky's virtual meeting with Congress. A judge in Honduras ruled last night that former President Juan Orlando Hernandez can be extradited to the United States to face drug trafficking and weapons charges. Hernandez, who denies the charges, has been accused of electoral fraud and was named as a co-conspirator in a New York drug trafficking case last year. We are USA Radio News.
While the economy is uncertain, possibilities to save money remain. Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. Even in these trying times, a cash out refinance could be the light to your path. Home values are rising and interest rates are following, so don't hesitate to make a move to do a cash out refinance now.
Let us check some numbers and see if you can save or if it might make sense to hold tight. It starts with a phone call at 800-535-2779. That's 800-535-2779 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We guarantee a thorough check of the numbers, the market, and your obligations to determine the best path. Give us a call at 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. For more than 20 years, we've helped families save, just like we'll help you too. Fellowship Home Loans, welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Disgraced actor and race baiter Jussie Smollett got out of jail last night.
An appeals court sided with Jussie Smollett's lawyers and said he should be free pending his appeal after his conviction for lying to police and staging a racist homophobic attack. Smollett left the Cook County Jail Wednesday night after posting a personal recognizance bond of $150,000. The appeals court ruling came 1 week after a Cook County judge sentenced Smollett to begin serving 150 days in jail. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A strong 7.4 magnitude earthquake shook off the coast of Fukushima, Japan, late Wednesday. The earthquake, upgraded from an original 7.3 magnitude, knocked out power to more than 2 million customers across Japan and injured 97. The region is the same part of northern Japan that was devastated by a deadly 9.0 magnitude earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear meltdown 11 years ago. USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
As the war in Ukraine rages on, roughly 10,500 Americans were polled in a Pew Research survey earlier this month. 35% of Americans favor U.S. military action in Ukraine, even if it risks nuclear conflict with Russia. Additionally, under half of the Americans approved of the Biden administration's response to the Russian invasion. Addressing Congress on Wednesday, Ukraine President Zelensky is asking President Biden to lead the world through peace.
I'm addressing the President Biden. You are the leader of the nation, of your great nation. I wish you to be the leader of the world. Being the leader of the world means to be the leader of peace.
Representative Andrew Clyde, the Republican from Georgia, told Newsmax on Wednesday that Russia has to see the strength of the world, or it's just going to continue to roll forward.
You know, Ronald Reagan, back in his era, it was peace through strength. And that's what Russia has to see. And they have to see strength from the world, or Russia is just going to continue to roll forward. And so, you know, there's an old Russian proverb that says, when you probe with a bayonet, if you find mush, you push. If you find steel, you withdraw. So Ukraine has to show Russia its steel, and the world has to show Russia its steel.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.